Welcome to A World Powerfully Transformed, a new podcast from Unity on Cape Cod. We are creating community, celebrating love, and transforming lives. In this special series, we will bring you exciting, positive spiritual teachings, as well as thought-provoking interviews with guests from a diverse spectrum of the greater community. Now let us join Reverend Tony for this week's presentation.
Welcome to the Unity on Cape Cod podcast. I'm Reverend Tony Cryer, the spiritual leader here at Unity on Cape Cod. We are part of Unity Worldwide Ministries, which has a vision of a world powerfully transformed by the growing movement of our shared spiritual awakening. Each week, I will be bringing you special guests, and we'll be talking about current issues and topics that are impacting our lives and how we can take a spiritual approach to transforming our world. So welcome. Come on in. Welcome back, everyone, to A World Powerfully Transformed. We have a special guest today. Her name is Janet Dwinnels, and she's a member here at Unity on Cape Cod. Janet is the former director of Earth Star School for Massage and Hypnotherapy here on the Cape. And she's also a soul coach, spiritual counselor, and alchemical hypnotherapist. I love that. But now, Janet is starting something new called Love Weavers United. And that's what we're here to talk about today. So welcome, Janet.
Hey, Tony. Thanks so much for having me. This is delightful.
We're so grateful that you're here and part of our community, because I know the work you're doing in the world is very important. Janet wanted to get this out of the way also, that she has a website called voyageofyoursoul.com. She's been working with individuals for several years with the soul coaching and spiritual counseling. Is that right?
30-plus years.
30-plus years. Yes. Fantastic. So basically, what would you do if I wanted a soul coach? What kinds of things could I expect?
Well, I think for me, soul coaching is about getting to know exactly where you are on your path and meeting you where you are. So I love the idea of coaching, because I think for coaching, you're taking a person right where they are in the present moment and moving them forward. Mm-hmm. They set a vision. So we would set a vision for what you're looking for in your life. What do you want to do with your life? I don't like the word goals, because I think a vision pulls you. It pulls your energy. You have more energy for a vision. Mm-hmm. So that's basically where we would start. And then we would see what's impeding you from being the full loving person you want to be.
Wow, that's fantastic. And what about your spiritual counseling practice?
Well, I think I started with the alchemical hypnotherapy, which to me, that was 30 years ago, was really taking people back and clearing issues. So it was a lot of emotional clearing, a lot of therapy work, transforming fears into gold, transforming fears into spiritual awakenings.
Wow.
And giving them resources for living fully in their lives. So the spiritual counseling just kind of came as an adjunct to that, sort of sharing a worldview of spirit, of being connected to the divine and allowing that to work through you. So that's really where the spiritual counseling came in.
That's incredible. You know, I think that's so important. I was reading this morning in A Course in Miracles in chapter 16. It says, your task is not to seek for love, but merely to seek and find all the barriers within yourself which you have built against it.
Exactly.
And so I always find that any kind of spiritual counseling, or I do what they call pastoral counseling, it's the same thing, basically. Mm-hmm. It's really helping folks remove those blocks to the awareness of love's presence. Now, I want to talk about in the majority of our time today what Love Weavers United is. Mm. So basically you're talking about having a vision for your life. And right. So is this coming out of your vision?
It is. So in the last year and a half, through all of this COVID trauma we've been experiencing, I joined two different communities that were heart-centered, that were love-based. And they were online, did Zoom programs. And basically what they taught me was that there are ways of being in community online with people you've never met. And there are ways of forming deep, caring, loving relationships. And the way to do it is to totally be present and come from your heart. So when you get out of your mind and into your heart space and you learn to speak from that space, you're tapping into a whole realm that of energy that you never really knew you had. Because I see love as an energy.
Yes.
And I see that when we connect with that divine energy, we are unstoppable.
Yes.
We can do anything, but the head is what gets us into trouble. And so, yeah, I've loved these communities, and they have given me hope for the future. I think that these people that I've met with really believe we can transform the future. And it's by transforming our own consciousness, right? It starts with us, and then sharing that with the world. And through these communities, I've created so many friendships and loving relationships. And I have people all over the world who I consider dear friends now.
Wow.
So it's coming together in community is what this is all about.
Excellent. Yeah, definitely the biggest silver lining of the great pause,
yes,
as I like to call it, is that we found a lot of like-minded people or mm-hmm. people who are in the same place in their heart. Mm-hmm. Around the world. And I too have had a Course in Miracles group, the group of women who I've never had the pleasure to meet physically, but they're from all over the country. And we've actually undertook the workbook of A Course in Miracles. So we spent a whole year together. And then we dove into the text and spent another 12 weeks together.
Wow.
So, it was one of the biggest blessings for me during this great pause that we've been in.
Mm.
So, Janet, considering this, you are looking, or not seeking, but intending to create, you have a vision right. of Love Weavers United to create a sacred community of people who are dedicated to prioritizing being love in their lives. Can you talk a little more about that?
Yeah. I think that, as I said, it starts with us. And I think that we are love, as you
yes.
speak of. We are love, but we forget that. And so really all we need to do is remember that we are the light. We are the love, and to be that and to set that intention for us each day. So what I created is, I don't want to call it a course. It's more of a program, and I'm calling it a mentorship program right now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be 6 weeks starting in October. And we'll just come together once a week and for an hour and a half. And meet in community and speak from our hearts, and each session will be a different topic about how to become love, how to be the love that we are, how to express that love in the world, because I feel it takes practice.
Yes.
So really this is for people who want to commit to being love as a spiritual practice in their lives.
Excellent.
And then using exercises and different programs that I've come across and to share that mission to become love.
Wonderful, wonderful. I think it's a paradox that we have to become that which we already are, but I find it true as well that there is a process in transforming how we're showing up now in terms of
acting from fear rather than from the love that we are. So is this part of the process, moving, like identifying fears, or what are some of the practical things that we can expect if we do this program called Just Be Love?
Yeah, I think the first class is really about what is love and why choose love, because love is a choice. Mm-hmm. It's a choice in every moment. Mm-hmm. And it's setting that intention to choose it in every moment. And it's challenging. It's very challenging. So that's the first one. The second one, I give a lot of inner tools for shining one's light, talking about the heart science, the vibration of love. Heart math has lots of science out there that talks about the heart as being really another center on par with the brain, even stronger than the brain.
Mm-hmm.
The heart energy, it can be measured much further out than the brain energy can. So the vibration of heart energy is very strong and powerful. So we'll go through all of that.
Wow. Do you actually have some of those exercises that you will do, the heart math exercises?
I do. I have lots of them.
Oh, yes. Fantastic. I want to stop you at number two here, because this is quite a power-packed 6 weeks you've got planned. I'm taking a look at it now. And these tools that you are presenting in week two, it's called Inner Tools for Shining One's Light.
Right.
Really like that. You're using imagination, meditation, mindfulness, journaling, and one that I particularly like is reframing perceptions. Can you just talk a little more about what that entails, reframing your perceptions?
Yeah, everything that we perceive, our reality, we perceive our reality through a lens.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to recognize what lens are we seeing this issue from right now, right? So having the awareness to say, wait a minute, am I seeing this through the lens of my little fearful child, which is quite common? Or do I want to invoke my adult self and say, no, I'm going to see this through a clear lens. I'm going to see this through the lens of love. Choosing, reframing perceptions.
Excellent. Yeah, I often say, I want to see this through the Christ vision in me. Like, I want to go to the highest place possible in myself. So that's why I love the idea of reframing the perception, because there's always, I feel, a more expanded perception we could have.
Right.
And so the next one is honoring self. What's that one all about?
Well, I think that we don't love ourselves. It's one of the issues that I think everybody has on some level. And so I think self-care is really important. And I think loving yourself is the key. And we really need to start there. Because if we don't accept ourselves, we're not fully embracing love, unconditional love for anyone else.
Wow.
So I think self-care is key.
And so do you share some techniques or tools or, you know, a group I know self-love in a group, it's kind of also paradoxical, but do you share some ways that we can increase our self-care?
Yeah, I do. There are many, many ways, but one of the things that I've been practicing lately, because it's all practice, is called Ho'oponopono, which is an ancient Hawaiian technique, and I've been studying it lately. I took a course, and it's amazing. The power of four phrases to shift your perception, to shift your the way that you think, the way that you are. For an example, I'll share a quick example. I've been practicing this at night, and basically the four phrases are, I love you, I'm sorry, I forgive you, thank you. Simple.
Mm-hmm.
And what you're supposed to do is just repeat them. And you know that whatever you speak goes into your subconscious. Your subconscious believes what you tell it. Right? It just believes what you tell it.
Sure.
And so when you continually are saying, I love you, you're talking to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You can talk to someone else. You can say, I love you to someone else. But I love you is going into your subconscious. I forgive you for whatever you've done. Thank you. I'm in gratitude.
Mm-hmm.
So all of these phrases. So anyway, I've been doing this at night before I go to bed, and I do it in the middle of the night if I wake up. It's a great way to put yourself back to sleep. It's mm-hmm. excellent. So to be quick about this, I will say that I had a serious issue with a person 10 years ago. And I was really angry about this person. This person really had traumatized me, mm-hmm. I would say. And I was angry. And I would go into a fear response, even just hearing his name. I would start shaking. Anyway, 10 years pass, and time heals all wounds. And I've been doing this practice, and I get an email from this person, and I'm like, I forgive this person. I want him to know. I've just forgive. I don't feel a thing. I did not shake. Mm. I was in total okayness about the whole thing. And I said to myself, what is going on? This is not normal. And I realized it was the Ho'oponopono prayer. I was at a place where I could just forgive and let go mm-hmm. and release.
Now,
and
when you're doing it, do you sometimes hold another person in your mind and you're forgiving them and thanking them?
You can do it there, but it's amazing. They just say, they call it cleaning, mm-hmm. cleaning your subconscious.
Right.
Cleaning the memories mm-hmm. of whatever. I'm no longer angry. I want to forgive because I don't want to hold that energy anymore.
Excellent. Yeah.
But it wasn't a conscious thought.
Mm-hmm.
It was subconsciously directed, so I actually cleansed my subconscious of the past, which was amazing.
Wonderful. I find that works in our forgiveness work, too, with A Course in Miracles. If we just keep doing it, it's going to kick in automatically, and our default response now is one of forgiveness and love.
Right.
Rather than fear, anger, and sickness.
Exactly.
Excellent. So let's go on to, I'm really excited about this now. I think I'm going to sign up for this 6-week class. The next one you say is called
Love
versus Fear, or I like this. Love is soul, fear is ego.
Yeah. I've always taught this in my coaching. I'm very much connected with the soul.
Yes.
And what is sort of the opposite of soul, I would say, is ego.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think it's important to recognize where we're coming from when we make a choice. And so oftentimes, if you just stop and step back and say, where is this choice coming from? Is it my soul choosing this or my ego? Am I choosing this out of fear or am I choosing this out of love? And it's really key to looking at, and then you can say, well, who do I intend to be? I want to be a soulful person. I want to come from this space of love. So that's going to be my choice. And I'm going to say no to fear. And I think we have to be courageous mm-hmm. in that. I think that this process is for someone who can take those steps and be courageous, because it's hard. Mm-hmm. It's hard to say no to fear. It's an automatic response.
Sure.
But we can change those automatic responses. Mm-hmm. And that's what this is all about.
I love it. That's incredible. And I also love the next one, loving kindness as a spiritual practice. It's kind of what you're talking mm-hmm. about already. Can you talk about how we can employ loving kindness in an everyday?
Yeah. And I think this is where I started with this whole love weavers. I thought, what if we each became a love weaver? What if we each said, I'm just going to practice loving kindness, random acts. I'm going to smile more. I'm going to speak kind words. Why not?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Think of the energy that adds to the universe. The positive energy increases in the universe. And I think that the more we do that, the ripple effect goes out and people feel it, they understand it, and they pass it on. So that's really where we started. So I think, and we were talking a little bit about Edgar Cayce before, mm-hmm. and I did the Search for God study group with him, and one of the practices we did was during the week, we would just go out and see the light in everyone. see that little flame, even if it's a little flicker, see that there is light in every being and send them love.
Yeah.
And that's a practice that we can all take on. It's mm-hmm. easy.
Yeah, it's so important yeah. today, you know, because we're being taught and we're teaching our kids, if we're, you know, tuned into the media of any kind, as a way of telling us about the world we live in and the people in the world that we share this world with and how we're supposed to feel about them and what particular judgments we are supposed to have when we see people. And I notice that if I don't train my mind to see the light in them, to see the Christ in them, I'm automatically taking on judgments that I don't even particularly ascribe to. Mm-hmm. I've just kind of allowed myself passively to absorb this information that right. I might not even believe. I definitely don't believe right. that people are inherently bad. I think people are inherently good. Mm-hmm. They are inherently endowed with mm-hmm. the Christ light, yeah. and that light can be seen right. by everyone and should be encouraged and brought out of everyone. But we don't always do that. Mm-hmm. What we tend to do, I think, when we're acting from fear or ego, mm-hmm. Is forgetting they have a soul as well, mm-hmm. that we are all the same. And in this age of division, I think this work is so important, mm-hmm. Janet. I'm so grateful for your dedication to this. What is your greater vision for Love Weavers? I know that we were talking earlier, and you said you've been doing individual counseling and coaching for 30 years.
Yeah.
And you told me it's time to go global.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
What's your vision for going global with Love Weavers?
My vision is that this spreads, that these communities form all over the world, and that our world is transformed through loving action, through heart-centered living. I see this just expanding exponentially. And not that I'll be doing it all, but hopefully other people will pick it up and say, oh, I want to run a group like this,
mm-hmm.
and just start being the love.
Fantastic, fantastic. And you have do you have a website that say I want to sign up for Just Be Love in October, starting October 5th. How do I do that?
You'll be able to sign up through loveweaversunited.com.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. And have you launched that website yet?
So I'm very close.
Okay.
I'm getting the registration page set up as we speak, so it will be ready within a couple days.
Awesome. Fantastic.
Yes.
Okay. So by next week, I'll be able to sign
yes.
up for this
yes, you
for
will.
Your first program.
Would love to have you.
6 weeks. And you'll find out all about it if you go to loveweavers.com. I know you're offering a special half-price discount for this first special program. So I encourage everyone to look for loveweavers.com.
Loveweaversunited.com.
Okay.
Right. Or voyageofyoursoul.com.
Voyage of Your Soul. I like that. And so in this voyage, the last 2 weeks, you have loving kindness as a spiritual practice.
Mm-hmm.
And the last one is engaging your love weaver personality.
Yeah.
So let's hear about that. I love the idea of putting it into action.
Well, this is what I love too. I've done a lot of work with inner personalities. We all have so many inner personalities that come to play, whether it's the rebel, the judge, or you know, whatever. And so I believe that we all have a love weaver inside of ourselves, and we can call it whatever we want, our super lover or, you know, whatever. But I believe in enhancing that, in creating that and energizing that personality in our lives. So what I do is I usually invoke my love weaver and I bring in a color from the universe. I connect with the universe with divine love. Through my higher self, right? I bring it into my heart. I expand it into my aura. I bring in a certain color that works for me. For me, love is the green, the heart chakra, so some kind of a green. And then anytime I want to be more loving in the world, I just invoke that personality. I just become that personality. Mm-hmm. And then I remember, oh yeah, this is what it's like to feel love, to remember not to judge that person, to remember that that person has light in them too. And yes, they may be doing harmful things, but that's because they've been hurt. And so loving in the face of that, and sharing love, just sharing little bits of love wherever you can, just a smile can do it.
Yeah. Well, we have a practice when we do our 21 days prosperity, retraining our mind to give rather than to take and to receive from the universe that which we have given out in greater amount. And part of it is giving anonymously. Mm. And we have to make a record every day. We give anonymously to at least one person, if possible, anonymously. If they know us, then it's not going to be anonymous, but we still give.
Right.
And so we think of creative ways to help people and to share our goodness with others. So I really respect what you're doing, and I think it's the wave of the future to heal our world and our species from the division is to love one another despite our past. I love the idea that you've got here of it coming from presence. I know we're running short on time, this being present is also, I feel, a very important part of it. It's the wave of mindfulness, mindful living. It's not new. The Buddhists have been doing it for a long, long time. And mindfulness is now coming into the mainstream. Is this part of practicing the presence for you?
It is. I mean, I'm a Zen Buddhist. So.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I know. But yes, excuse me.
Wow, that's great. Do you come to the Sangha here on Sundays sometimes?
I don't come here. I actually, Sundays is just a challenging day for myself.
Right.
So I'm on my own. I belong to a Sangha, and it's based in India.
Oh, wow.
Actually, I was there for 3 months and at a Zendo, and the Zen master there became my teacher, and I just adore him. He comes to the United States once a year. He won't be able to make it this year, which is so sad. But yeah, so mindfulness and meditation has been my practice for many, many, many years.
Great.
And presencing within the group is based on Otto Scharmer and the theory U. I don't know if you know about that, but it's really just, and that's what our group will be based on, sort of the talking circle idea where whoever is speaking speaks from their heart and everyone else is fully present, listening with respect and care and compassion. There's no judgment about it. Everyone gets to speak. And that is the most important thing. When you're in the group, you're expected to be present and fully with everyone. It's so important.
Well, this is fantastic. Janet, I hope you don't mind if we advertise for you in our weekly bulletin.
Please,
you can find more information about Love Weavers United, what Janet Dwinnells is doing and the good work she's doing in the world, about her global vision for bringing more love to our planet. I want to thank everyone for listening on our program today. Thank you, Janet. And tune in next time to A World Powerfully Transformed.
Thank you, Tony. It was great.
Thank you.
Thank you, each and every one, for tuning in to this special edition of A World Powerfully Transformed, a Unity on Cape Cod podcast. If you would like to support this program or find out more about Unity on Cape Cod and our Sunday services, please visit our website, unityoncapecod.org, or stop by our spiritual center at 147 Walton Ave in Hyannis, Mass. We would love to get to know you. Be blessed and remember to be a blessing. This podcast was made possible in part through a grant from Unity Worldwide Ministries and the Templeton Foundation.